I can drive.
Right, if you go.
Okay, Rabotai, we are on Brachos Chof Tes Mid Beis.
Omer Abaya.
And we just introduced a new topic, the topic of Tfilas Hadera. So the Gemara says, Amalei Eliyahu l'Rav Yehuda. Eliyahu Novi said to Rav Yehuda, Achu the Rav, the brother of Rav, the Rav Sala Chasida. Lo Tirtach v'lo Techte. Rashi says Lo Tirtach v'lo Techte. The tirtach means don't tichos, don't become angry. Don't get angry. Don't get angry, and you won't come to an avera. Lo tirve v'lo techte. What does that mean? So Rashi learns lo tirve means lo tishtaker b'yayin, and so you shouldn't come to do an avera. Those two things he told him. In other words, stay calm and don't drink too much.
Right.
There's a third thing, and what the connection is, I don't know. When you go out on a trip, take counsel. That's the word. Say. Take counsel with the Achadosh Baruch Hu, v'tzei, and then go out. What does it mean? Take counsel, Achadosh Baruch Hu, v'tzei. What does it mean? Take counsel, Achadosh Baruch Hu, and go out. Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chista, Zu Tfilas Haderech. You should say Tfilas Haderech. Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chista, Kol Yotze Laderech. So the spot of Tfilas Haderech. My Tfilas Haderech. What's the text of Tfilas Haderech? He was on Fenech Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokai. Okay, it's singular. Hashem Elokai. He told you, Chayni L'shom, Zati Deini L'shom, Zis Mechayni L'shom, Zati Leinu Mikav Kol Oyev, Vor Vederech, Zishlach Barocha, The Master Yodai, Zit Nein L'chein L'chesed, Rachim Ben Echo, V'nei Kol Roai, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shomei at the field. Rashi says nothing. Except for Himbolech, he says, Tol Rishus. Seek permission. So the question is, how do you know that you got permission? Alright, anyway. So the text of this, as you see, there's many letters in the middle of the text because the Gemara changes many of it. Many Rishonim have different scrolls in the Gemara over here in terms of exactly what the Lashon is, and this is not correspond necessarily to the Tfilas Haderech that's found in most of the but anyway, this is Tfilas Haderech, and this is the sugya where Tfilas Haderech was introduced. This is it; it's the only place. And notice that it starts here. He wrote some. What is it missing? If it's a bracha, it sounds like a bracha because it says Baruch Ata Hashem Shemei Tefila. What is it missing?
Shem
Malchus. It's missing Shem Malchus, and it's missing a pesicha, right? Right, so that will be another topic to talk about. What happened to the psicha?
That's what someone said. I think you should say if you're going to eat something and then this.
That'll be one of the opinions that are difficult to understand as to what happened to the psicha. This right.
If it doesn't have a shame, what do you need psicha for?
Amar Abaye, continuing the Gemara, Olam Lishtaf Inish Nafshe Baharitzibura. A person, Rashi says, Al Yispal Tfilak Tzora. Rashi says Tfilak Tzora, that's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alright, so what does Rashi mean by Tfilak Tzora? I think he might mean, he must be talking about, everyone tries to figure out what he's talking about. Because Tfilak Tzora is the other Tfilak, right. Other Tfilas are there.
Yeah.
So some want to say he just means in general all these Tfilas Tzoros.
Yeah.
And he's including Tfilas Haderech as a Tfilas Haderech.
He must be talking about Tfilas Haderech, as you can see.
Right. That's our issue.
Okay. Issue. Yeah. This is a difficult Rashi, and I really hadn't seen anybody explain it so that I could understand it. I spell Tfilas Tzora Baloshin Yochid, Ela Baloshin Rabim. You should. Now, normally, in a regular text of a Shmona Esrei when you're davening, those are all instituted Baloshin Rabim. There's no discussion about it.
Right.
But here, we're talking about a Tfilah or a Bracha. I'm equivocating over here. That you're saying on the occasion of your particular circumstance, right? So then the question is, maybe then you should say it. Right. You're the one who's traveling, right? So Abaye says no. That even in that kind of situation where you're holek mokum sakana, or you're holek yotzei l'derech, you shouldn't do it b'loshen yochid, ela b'loshen rabim. Why? Shemitoch kach tfilos nishmas. Because by doing that, your tfil will be heard. Now, this is also going to become an issue. What does Abaye mean to say that this, obviously this is a place where you really want your tefillah to be answered, because you're putting yourself in danger over here. You're traveling, or you're makom sakana, whatever it is. So you really want to, so what about another tefillah, which should be, let's say, a personal kind of a tefillah? like, for, you want to pass me the Oscar, Elliot? A personal kind of tefillah that someone has where it's not a tefillah for everybody, but it's not something where it's so crucial that it be tefillahs and nishmas, such as the hirotons that you say, you know, in the, at the end of Birchas Shachar, so you say two hirotons. You see, hirotzel v'nech Hashem, Shetagileini b'sorasecha, v'dabkeini b'mitzvasecha. Is that what you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not what you say. No. You say Tagileinu is what we say. And then you say, Yiratzel v'nech Hashem, alokai v'lokai v'sai, Shetatzileini hayom uv'choyim. Is that what we say, Tatzileini? No, we say Tatzileini.
So this is somebody did a bad job of editing.
So we will talk, that'll be the topic of another week, where we'll talk about when is it that you should, when is this this principle of Abaye apply, that you're supposed to be Rabbim, and when does it not apply? And why is it, how did it come that in this, these two Yerutzons that you have over here, one after the other, one of them is Lashon Rabbim, and one of them is Lashon Yochid? Why should that be? We will cover that at another time.
Which is the singular? I'm looking for the singular here.
There isn't.
In what? In Tfilas Hadera? There is no singular.
Oh, I thought
we hold like a bay.
Yeah.
We hold like a bay. The people who say it's singular, don't look up. They know how to say it. They don't have to look it up.
They're not looking into it. They don't know how to say it.
No, those people are on the level. They're on the level that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi
Yochanan.
Right. So they don't have to pull out their little pocket.
But they're not sure.
That's a good point.
No.
I don't know.
If they did.
I have no idea.
If they did.
You can't ask me a kasha from what's on a sitter. Well, that Sam knows he should do the Lashon Yochid. Why the citizens say? The citizens for everybody else.
I'm not under any believe me. Right. I never will be.
Okay. We didn't say it's lock yet, so nobody understands what this right. What we're talking about. So Abaye says you should what? You shouldn't be as well Balosh and Yoch, but rather Balosh and Rabim, in order that your tefillah should be heard. And so what should you say? He was Hashem Elokeinu v'shetolicheinu l'sholem.
Okay. Now, Omer Abaye here, as opposed to Abaye Omer, is just it looks like it's just a maimer from Abaye. It's not necessary. If it said Abaye Omer, then we would
there's
say...
There's a distinction between Omer Abaye and Abaye Omer, whether or not it's arguing or not.
Right. So Omer Abaye is not arguing. Abaye Omer would be arguing.
That's consistent with the Tzlach.
Right.
Yeah, but it looks like looks like he's taking issue with what was said a minute ago about the...
Okay, let's do the Tzlach already.
Sorry.
So the Tzlach asks the obvious kasha. What does this expression of Himolech Bekonchum mean? Yeah, I didn't do the parser right. What's this expression of Himolech Bekonchum mean? What does it mean, take counsel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you Yotzei L'Derech? What kind of counsel is it? You're Bispala Tfilo, or you're saying a broker. There's no counsel taking place over here. So so the Tzlach says, you know what's Pshat? It's based on Rav Chanina ben Dosa in the Mishnah on Daf Lama Dal Lamed Beis. Reb Chanina ben Dosa says, the Gemara says, "Hamispal b'to'a." Someone who's mispal and he made a mistake. Simen ralo. It's a bad sign that he may have messed up the davening. Vem shliach tzibruhu simen rabo shlucho. So l'sholcho. And if he's a shliach tzibur, it's not a good sign for the tzibur that he's been mispal for. This seems to be an example of what's mentioned previously. When he would be mispalel for chola, he would say, you'll be fine, and then he would say, you're not going to be fine. How do you know about this? Are you a novi or something like that? Omar. Right?
Don't say Omar.
It depends on whether or not it flows. If it flows, so that I know the answer will be answered, it's going to live. And if not, it's a very fascinating thing in and of itself. But the Tzlach wants to apply this to the Himolech B'Koncha. When it says you should say Tzvilas HaDerech, and Tzvilas HaDerech is not just a tefillah for protection, but it's a form of taking counsel with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How is it taking counsel? It's because if it's Shgura B'Fiv, So then you know that you will be protected, then you should go on a trip. If it's not Shkur B'Fiv, then you shouldn't do it. And then Fak wants to say that that's what Abaye is saying. That Abaye is saying, the Abaye said you're supposed to say it Lashon Rabbim, not Lashon Yochid. He's saying that according to the Eliyahu talking to this Rav Yehuda, the brother of Salah Hasida, he told me to say Lashon Yochid, because it's only to say Lashon Yochid that you can use it as a litmus test to tell whether or not you should go out or not. But if you say Lashon Rabbim and you're not heard, well, so then it may be that somebody else shouldn't take the trip. And that's a general question. How can you say a Tfilas Aderech Lashon Rabbim? You're the only one. What if you're traveling by yourself? So the Rishonim say, yeah, you're the only one traveling with your group, but there are people traveling all over the world, so you can't say Lashon Rabbim. However, Abaye, when he said, he says, no, for regular people, they don't have this aspect of being able to be Himolech B'Kohen Chol. They should say it B'Lashon Rabbim. And since from the Slach, it seems in general, all tefillah should be B'Lashon Rabbim. The only reason this tefillah is not B'Lashon Rabbim is in order for the person to be able to tell whether or not he should go on his trip or not. Some people learned something else. There's another something that seems very similar to a Tfilas Aderech later on in the last parak in Parak HaRoah in the Mishnah. So it says, Hanichlas the Krach.
All right.
Somebody who goes into a krach. A krach is a major city. And apparently major cities were very dangerous places because who knows what kind of... in other words, somehow, it's amazing, but in those days it sounds like the open spaces were less dangerous than the cities. So it seems like. So if a person goes into a city, there's a special tefillah he was supposed to say, and then it says.
When he comes,
he has two tefillos. So if you look on Daf Samach, so the Gemara says what the tefillos are. The Gemara says on Daf Samach.
Samach.
Is that right? Sandav Samach?
Yeah, which
Samach? I don't know, you guys learned it over there, didn't you?
Great, where's the Gra? I see him. I see him.
Yes, above the Gra. Right above the Gra. Matana Rabbanim, B'chnisasu Ma'a Omer. What do you say when you come into the Krach? He was with Menei Hashem L'Kai Shechnisani, Shetach Niseini L'Krach Zel L'Sholom. That I should get in there and it shouldn't be any problems. Nichlas Omar, and he wants to gain it successfully, he says, Mo Daniel Fanech Hashem Lokai, Shechnas Tani, the Krach Zel Shalom. Bikesh Lotzeis, you're getting ready to leave the Krach. Omar Yerbatzel Fanech Hashem Lokai, notice that all these tefillahs are what?
Singular.
The Lokai Avasai Shetotzieni, the Krach Zel Shalom. Yotza, and we'll talk about why. Can someone think of a reason why all these things are singular?
He's talking about himself. He's worried about
there's not too many people are entering the city.
No,
at the same time.
Had to be under the danger. Assume they're in danger. Like if you put somebody in a sakana, he's saying, "We know by the road, right? You're playing for somebody who's sick. You don't want to. You can't call him sick. Right? So
unless
here
he's
I'm
not
saying,
sick.
I don't want to put somebody in danger.
He says Nicholas the Krach. Whoever for all those people, Nicholas the Krach.
The moment right now.
He's Yotzei L'Derech. The moment right now. Anyway,
it's a good question.
There's a difference over here. I don't have time to let you figure it out, but we'll do it next week. Yotza Omer, if he came out of the krach, okay? Omer modan ifanach Hashem lokai v'shehotzei sani mikrach zeh l'shalom. Let me ask you, why does he say that? Why does he say that in singular?
Because he's the one who got slept out.
Sure. Because that's particular. He can't say that he let all of us out for Shalom. He doesn't even know what happened to the other people. He just knows that he. Yeah. So that's one of the factors in determining whether or not it's singular or plural is if it's connected to Hodor.
Right, right.
If it's connected to Hodor, that only applies to you. So you can't have to. It has to parallel. So then the tefillah has to be Lashon Yochid too. That's only one of the factors. And then it says, just like he took me out of the Krach L'Sholom. Kein kach toli chen l'sholom, says b'chen l'sholom, z'atidain l'sholom, z'atilein mikach kol oy v'orei v'derech. What does that sound like to you?
Tfilas
aderech. So then the question is, the obvious question is, why do you have, first of all, it's Lashon Yochid.
And why do you have two of them?
And why do you have two of them? And that's going to be Belina that we'll talk about.
Very good. Wow. Sure. Sure.